بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We begin this kitab. It teaches on the principles of the Sawuf. It teaches on the principles of the Sawuf, which was compiled by Hazrat Mawlana Shabbir Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, who was a Sheikh of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So the original title of the kitab, Usulul Wusul, the Usul of Wusul, Wusul to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this kitab, Hazrat discusses different aspects of the Sawuf, where we had mentioned and we had read chapter 1, necessity for a sheikh and the salient features of a sheikh. Then chapter 2, the necessities of mashikhiyat. Chapter 3, the rights of the sheikh. Chapter 4, code of conduct of the salikin, those that tread the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Voluntary and involuntary matters, ill effects of despondency, and it goes on. So this kitab complete is about 150 pages altogether. So here we had begun the discussion on the rights of the sheikh. And here also, just to reiterate, the rights of the sheikh comes after the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the rights of parents. Then the rights of one asatiza. And then the sheikh. So, al-aham fa-al-aham, what is most important, that comes first. Shouldn't be that the murid now put the sheikh first, before everything, before his own parent also. We find many a times, the murid will put the sheikh's shoes right, but his father's shoes he won't put. Father comes first. Father now is the zahiri sabab, is the outer sabab and cause and reason for that person to be in the world. So he'll do everything for the sheikh. For the father, he'll disrespect. Mother, he'll disrespect. For the sheikh, he'll afford all the attention. And when he comes to the ustaz also, the sheikh comes first. And also the mashayikh, they understand this. That the ustaz come first. Sometime an ustaz will come to a person's hometown. You go all the way to meet the sheikh, but not the ustaz. So here also, even Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Hussain Ahmadi rahmatullah alayhi, when he returned to Madinah Munawwara, when he returned to India after staying in Madinah Munawwara, although his Shaykh was in Gango, Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, but when he came to India first, he went to Dioban, went to meet his asatiza, and then he walked, subhanallah, he walked from Dioban to Gango by foot. While he walked, he felt it against adab and respect to go on a convenience to meet his Shaykh. So he walked all the way from Dioban to Gango. And as you mentioned also, this is one way of us practicing, having somebody that you love for the sake of Allah. Parents we love, for whatever reason, they are our parents. Asatiza we love them. Some ustaz we love them because mashallah is an expert in hadith, some in tafsir, some in fiqh, some in nahu, sarf. So because of certain reason we love that ustaz. But to love a sheikh is solely for the pleasure of Allah. Allah, I love him only for your pleasure. There's no other reason. But this is one way that we develop now the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So last week we mentioned, we'll just go a few points again. Number 28, do not separate oneself from one's murshid, that was one sheikh, without a need or without his permission. That is now when a person is staying with his sheikh. Or when he's visiting also, then he should take permission to leave also. That I'm leaving now, I'm going back. So you get the du'as of the sheikh. And the other way around, like subhanAllah, when Mazhar Sahib mentioned to us one time also, when he went to Hardoi to visit his sheikh, Mawlana Abarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he was a khalifa of the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali, also the third sheikh of our Dada sheikh. So he said when he went to Hardoi and he was leaving, so he met Hazrat. So Hazrat walked with him right till the entrance of the Khanka. Then he came out of the Khanka until Mawlana Mazhar Sahib got into the taxi. Then too he met him again, made salam with him. And he stood there. He stood there till the car was out of sight. The Sheikh is standing outside and the murid is going. So he took permission before leaving. So Hazrat, I'm leaving right now. So he saw him right till the car, till he was out of sight. And then too Mawlana Mazhar Sahib mentioned, I kept turning around looking at Hazrat, he's got his hands up, making salam. So when he returned, or later on, he asked the Khadim or somebody in the Khanka, how come Hazrat stood there so long? Stood there so long making salam till I was out of sight. He said, because you told him you're going to Medina Munawwara. Because you're going to Medina Sharif, the city of the beloved. So out of that muhabbat and love, he saw you till you're out of sight, that you're going to Medina Munawwara. So how they teach us the adab and the respect, not only of the sheikh, even of the murid also. Number 29, do not raise one's voice above that of the murshid, that is the sheikh, and do not address him in a loud tone. Speak to the sheikh to the extent of necessity and concisely, remaining fully attentive to and expectant of his reply. This also we are taught the adab. I remember all his adab, our mashayikh have compiled them from different Quranic ayat and different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When he comes raising the voice, comes in Quran Sharif. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي لا تجعلوا دعاء رسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Don't call Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam like how you call one another. Hey, come here. You don't call him like that. You call him with respect. You go to him, address him with respect. So by extension also, those that have become warathatul anbiya, those have become the heirs of anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the ulama ikram, the mashayikh also. So to get that reward and sawab and that level of ruhaniyat, so we emulate sahaba radiallahu anhum. Obviously now my shaykh is at a nabi or something. We don't put him on that pedestal. There's no ghulu, there's no exaggeration, there's no idol worship or sheikh worship. Although people now, they have ishkal. They have an objection, that now you treat him like one big idol. You do the same thing with the footballers, the same thing with that star and pop star. Usa will say the pop star also, in Jahannam they'll pop like popcorn also. Because there's no imam. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahman will say international zani hai. Wherever they go in the world, they're making zina or sharab. Everywhere they make it napak. But people idolize them. They want to become like them. Then they make even the children wear those t-shirts with their name on the back too. This footballer and that footballer. During namaz also they're wearing it. But now you put your sheikh's name there, you say, what's this now? Put your sheikh's name on your t-shirt, boy. What's this about? So ajib people's mentality. But if they put some kafir's name there, then it's a brand name. And if you put a sheikh's name there, bichara, his heart gets branded. He's burning inside. What's this now? What kind of iman this is? So there's a balance in Shariat. So here also, you don't raise your voice when you're speaking to the sheikh. At the same time also, there was a sahabi radiallahu anhum, when this ayat was revealed, don't raise your voice, then he disappeared. So the Nabi of Allah asked, where is the sahabi? Oh, Nabi of Allah is afraid to come because he has a naturally loud voice. So it doesn't apply to him, his voice is loud anyway. So this person's voice is loud, then it's a different matter altogether. But just to raise one voice, laughing aloud in the company of the sheikh, yes, there are times. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah was very jovial also. Absolutely. And he would laugh out also, a hearty laugh, just to make people comfortable around him. And then all of a sudden he'll close his eyes and then see the tears coming down. The love of Allah. Ya Allah, all of them are here, all your aashiqeen are here in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all of a sudden you see him choking on his tears and be crying in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not raise one voice above that of the murshid and do not address him in a loud tone. Speak to the sheikh to the extent of necessity. This is also important. Now the mashayikh, Hazrat told us also one time, our honorable, beloved Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib, sometimes we say we need our, what do you call, me time. We need our time also to read our wazaif, our Quran tilawat. Now we walking home. All are walking with us, no problem. But now we're reading our wazaif. Now once we go home, you know, so that's so easy to finish the wazaif. Now it's family time. Family wants your time. Children want your time, etc. So the Thani Rahimullah also in the morning used to take a walk. That's the time used to read all his wazaif. So the mashayikh need their time also. Sometimes they're reading Quran Sharif. Now, they set the time to go make salam with them. They set the time to go and make salam. One time when Jamaat went to Saharanpur to meet Sheikh Yunus Jumpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, great muhaddith of the time also. It was month of Ramadan, and he was engaged in his Quran tilawat. So Jamaat said, we sat there for half an hour. He didn't look at us also. He didn't even look at us. He carried on his Quran, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he closed the Quran, I remember the Sati that told me, he's passed away now, Allah make his maghfirat, Allah raise him, old Jama'at Sati. He said, we sat there for half an hour, finally he closed the Quran, he just asked one thing. And the amount of ruhaniyat, the spirituality and that force, he just asked, Quran parte ho? Do you read Quran Sharif? The Jesus said, parte raho, salamu alaikum. Carry on reading. He said, from that day I never left my Quran tilawat. What was in his heart? It was a reality, ruhaniyat. He said, just, that was the majlis on his own, just sitting there. So sometimes they read the Quran Sharif. Then whether I should disturb, don't disturb, it depends now. If I've come from far, and after long I'm meeting the Shaykh also, yes, by all means. But if I'm there every day now, or in and out from the same town, there's no need to disturb. Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Mazzub rahmatullah alayh, when he went to Thana Bhawan to meet his Shaykh, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh, so Hazrat was taking a rest at that time. So the Khadim says, Hazrat is resting. He says, no problem, I won't wake him up. He just opened the door, he saw Hazrat's face, and he left. He says, why don't you wait, you can meet him? He said, what I came for, I got it. Who's the one that will give? Is Allah. I came in the muhabbat to see my Shaykh, in the muhabbat of Allah. Because I love him for the sake of Allah. So for the sake of Allah, I've come to meet him. I saw him, my heart is full. So that muhabbat of Allah, Allah will grant me. So how they understood the muhabbat of Allah, not to disturb also. Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding also. Speaking about that also, our Hazrat mentioned to us also, say, amanat ki baat, wana surti dama barakatuhu. Forget the first name. Mawana Ayyub Saab, Ayyub Jazakallah, Ayyub Surti dama barakatuhu. So he mentioned this to our Shaykh also. He said, Mawana, I'm telling you this as an amanat, that once the Shaykh Zakariya Saab rahmatullah alayhi was on his way to Saharanpur. So he had to pass by Jalalabad. Jalalabad, you know, Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Rahimullah, Jalalabadi was there. So when he passed by, he wanted to meet Hazarji, Rahmatullah Ali. So when he came, Hazarji was taking a rest, Qaidul Atim. So he told the Khadim, don't disturb him. Now as a Shaykh, what a hasty personality, he said, don't disturb him. He's taking a rest, let him rest. They tell him, Muhammad Zakariya came to meet him. Bas. And he left. Hazarji, when he woke up, Khadim gave him the message. He said, why you didn't wake me up? But the Shaykh came to see me and you'd be asleep. He said, I must not wake you up. You must take your rest. So especially, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali made a special trip to Saharanpur to meet the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. So when he entered the room, the Shaykh, whose face turned pale, and whoever was in the room, he told them to leave. Emptied the room, he locked the door, and he sat down and he burst out crying. So Mulla Ayyub Saab mentioned that he cried, and he cried like a baby, whole body shaking and sobbing. Something gripped him. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali sat there and he cried. Hazrat Ji consoled him, hugged him. Hazrat, what's the problem? Some qarz you got, some financial problem you have, family problem, daughter, son, what is it? Whatever we can do, we'll do, Hazrat, but don't cry like this. What's so heavy upon you, it's affecting you like this? Finally he came around and he says, there's something is very worrying to me. And he says, the ulama, the young ulama are qualifying nowadays. They're qualifying nowadays and they're going out into the ummah to make khidmat of deen. Before, they would come and sit with us for 4 months, 6 months, 1 year, and they would get training under us. And we had confidence in them that now they will lead the ummah to what is the haqq and the right. They're no more coming. They're no more coming and sitting by us and learning. What are they going to do to the masses out there? It's finishing my heart. I can't handle it anymore. Because if nothing going to come, if they're not going to come and learn like how we learn from our mashayikh, what are they going to teach the people right now? So this is finishing me right now. What will happen to the ummah? And on the other side of it, when Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi passed away, our second Amir of Tabligh, then in interim period, as the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi was appointed as Amir for a short period of time. So who to do the morning program in Nizamuddin? So the first initially was Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Ji, mashallah, his uloom. He will speak only about the Qudrat of Allah, Allah's system, only Quran. Then came Allah Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahimullah. He would speak about the lives of Sahaba, Hayat of Sahaba. He would open it up in detail as if now he lived in Medina Munawara in that period of time. That level of bayan is ilhami. That is inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the understanding of it and how to present it. Now, Ilyas Sahib Rahimullah has left, Allah Muhammad Yusuf Sahib has left. Now who will take their kursi and speak on that level? But Allah Ta'ala's intizam, Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah will put somebody there till Qiyamah, the work will continue. So they were making mashwara. So as the Shaykh Rahimahullah in that mashwara, he decided Then Mawlana Muhammad Umar Palampuri Rahimullah, he will do the morning bayan. He was young at the time. But alhamdulillah, in the period of time he was in Nizamuddin, his tarbiyat was made. Brothers can come inside a little bit of space. His tarbiyat was made. Mawlana Ubaidullah Rahimullah was there, and other ulama were there. So, when Umar Sahib was young, so when he heard tomorrow now, he has to sit on that kursi, on that chair, and give the morning bayan. Morning bayan was nothing less than 3 hours, Nizamuddin. And what was given in that bayan is to filter down internationally to every masjid in the world. Hazratji neyakaha, Hazratji neyafarma, yafarma, Hazratji said this, Hazratji said that. Now when Umar Sahib, now what he's going to say? So the next morning, after Fajr, whole majma, and crowd is waiting for the speaker to come, nobody's coming to sit on the chair. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah is sitting and waiting also, right in front. Nobody's coming. Wazmuli Umar Sahib is sitting in the corner of the masjid, covered in his shawl, and whole night he had fever. Alright, like we know when you went Jamaat the first time, he said, "Ya Bayan tonight." Whole day we got fever. I'm not going for Gush, I'm preparing Bayan only. So we know what it was the first time when we gave Bayan also. Now you're sitting in Nizamuddin. You've got thousands of people. You've got transition taking place on every floor. Whatever you want to say is going to go to every masjid in the world where tabligh and the effort is taking place. So he's sitting there covered and his whole body is shuddering with fever. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah just asked once, "Wali Umar kaha hai?" Where's Wali Umar? When he heard the Shaykh's voice, he says, "My fever broke." Fever broke. So he took out his shawl and said, "Come sit down." He sat down. The Shaykh, mashallah, went into muraqabah, tawajjuh, made dua for him. And he spoke. Then the Shaykh left after some time. Then he returned. He returned a few months later. He sat again in the bayan. Like Umar Sahib Rahimullah's bayan. And after that bayan, he mentioned to those in Nizamuddin that what is in our heart, Allah has put on his tongue. He's become the tongue of our hearts. So this you can understand what is this ruhaniyat, tawajjuh, spirituality, where the mashayikh are carrying this fikr in their heart. So how it filters down, how it goes down from heart to heart. So he said, what is in the heart, Allah Ta'ala has put upon his tongue. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah, this was a concern. He said, they're not coming anymore. Nobody's coming to sit by us and take from us. What they're going to teach the ummah right now? So Hazrat Rahimahullah, Mawlana Masihullah Khansab Rahimahullah, he pacified him and consoled him and told him, Hazrat, don't worry, they're coming to Jalalabad. They're coming, they're sitting in the khanka, they're learning also. He said, Chati, they're coming to you. He said, ah, they're coming to me. Alhamdulillah. Then we are safe, inshallah. But from there we can understand now the importance of sitting by the mashayikh and learning from them. Learning from them, our own tarbiyat, our own islah, together with that. And our Hazrat says also, we continue moving in the path of Allah. There has to be harkat, harkat may barkat. You carry on moving the barkat in iman, barkat in amal, barkat in taqwa. He says, tasawwuf, tazkiyah, it is the flavoring. Is the salt. What's the salt? Ikhlas. Istiqamat. Lillahiyat. Hamdardi. Adinun nasiha. Well-wishing for everyone. All the other traits of the evil traits, the raza'il, come out from the heart. Tabligh, mashallah, is harkat. Zahiri. Outer harkat. That is moving. Iman is increasing. Now to preserve the iman, bring color to the iman, what you call sibghat Allah. The dye of Allah must be get dyed and colored in the color of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to this now, speak to the Shaykh to the extent of necessity and concisely. So what is necessary? There we speak, now we find some time, the murid, he's got a lot of time, so now he'll make the Shaykh stand there half an hour, talk to the Shaykh. Now he got stories to say. Now the Shaykh needs to go, he's giving his car gozari. Now the Shaykh got work also. So out of respect, muhabbat, they'll stand there also, they listen to you. Unless now this, what they have a very informal relationship. Now the Shaykh will ask him, "Bhai, kuch sunao, kya hai? Nayi baat kya hai? What's new? What's happening?" Then, mashallah, then it's an open forum now. Now you can talk. But now you give kar guzari. That now I did this, we went here, we saw this, we saw that. But the Shaykh got work also. He's got to go. Your family waiting at home also for you. So, extend to necessity and concisely. Put the point quickly and get your reply. Sometimes you go for mashwara to the mashayikh also. Then you get overawed sometime. Now you forgot what you're supposed to ask. So make a note of it also. Make a note, no problem. Whether on the phone also, Hazrat, I just made a few notes, I need to ask a few things. And then the person got his work done. So when there's now informality, then it's different. Then the person, mashallah, He can speak like that. So remaining fully attentive to and expectant of his reply, what the answer will be, he's all ears, he's awake, he's listening what the answer will be, and he notes it mentally, or he makes a note of it, or he records it with the permission of the Shaykh. I need to record this address, so I remember, share it to the family also, so I know what the nasihat, I convey it correctly. Relate the teachings of the Murshid, the Shaykh, with the people to a degree in keeping with their understanding. If one realizes that a particular teaching will not be understood by people, so discuss and convey it to them. Now it is very technical bayan. The Shaykh mentioned, now I want to convey to other people that don't even know what tasawuf. Now I want to tell them the rights of a Shaykh. They never heard of what a Shaykh is. They never heard of what a... One person says, only Shaykh I know is a Mulshaykh. Is a Mulshaykh. So I don't know anything else. So now it's all these technicalities, they'll get more now afraid. Hey, this is not for me, this now. All the Sheikh and Piri, Muridi, don't know what you guys are up to, running behind this person, what he's giving you all, what he's teaching you all. So a person got to see the understanding of the people, the family people also. And many people have a misconception in regards to tasawuf also. When they hear Piri, Muridi, they think some other things now. I mean, it's a straightforward thing, open thing. All right? Is there something complicated or something mystical or something which you can't understand? Number 30, the murid must not refute the speech of the Shaykh even though the murid may be in the right. In fact, the murid must regard the error of the Shaykh as better than his thawab. Yes, if something lies against Sharia, or the Shaykh hasn't mentioned something authentic, as we mentioned too, the Shaykh is a Nabi. He has flaws also. But to get full benefit from the Shaykh, Murid has to regard his Shaykh as flawless. That my Shaykh, alhamdulillah, if to me the Shaykh is Kamil. He's a perfect person for me to follow. Although yes, he has flaws, but for me to follow, comparatively to me, he's perfect. That's why I follow him. But yes, there are times he'll falter. He might not say the correct things every time. So the forum is open. As I mentioned last week, there's a way how to ask, how to correct also. Like in the Darulum situation, sometimes the Ustaz now might say something in a different way. I misunderstood or I understood something else. So a boy can ask with respect that Ustazji, if you look at the masla in this way, could it mean this? Understand? So the Ustaz now realize, oh, that is the correct thing. Yeah, but it is correct. So that's how you put it in that way. So in reality, now what you're doing, you're getting approval stamp from those stars. That maybe it is, he said, that's correct. So to say now, hit with the credit and he made you right. So this is a way how to put it forward also. So you don't refute the speech of the Shaykh even though the murid may be in the right. You don't say, hey, what he's saying is all wrong. Is that authentic? The riwayat now is not there. You alert the Shaykh, tell him about it. I found this, Hazrat. What do you think is the correct thing? This, all right? Possibly he didn't see it. He read it in the kitab. But now there's so many mashallah, ulama doing tahqiq, doing research. So there are other views to it. So you can alert the Shaykh to it. Is that a problem? 39. Do not convey anyone's salams and messages to the Shaykh. Do not convey anyone's salams and messages to the Shaykh. Do not convey anyone's salams and messages to the Shaykh. There's this time and place how to do it. Yeah, actually what it means is, you don't tell the Shaykh to convey your salam to someone. Hazrat is going somewhere now. Hazrat, you go, give my salam to all the satis. Give my salam to all the satis. What an amanat you gave him. Which all the satis? Which satis I must tell? Make an anan in the masjid mic. Now, so, and give them this message over here. Right? This is the job to give the Shaykh now. That you convey salam to so and so. Understand? You request for du'as. You don't put an amanat upon him. So even about satis also. We don't tell them to do something for us. Yes, if that degree of informality is there, then it's a different thing. Now you'll find some mashayikh, some muridin are close to them because in age. So they're close in age, so they have some level of informality. Or because now he's there from the beginning, from very long. So that muhabbat is there. The muhabbat is there, so they got a different relationship. So these things are there. So as murids also, we'll tell the mashayikh, Hazrat, wherever you're comfortable, we're comfortable. You're comfortable going with that person, we're comfortable. You're comfortable eating with that person, we're comfortable. Not that now, I want to be there, and now I'm enjoying myself, but the Shaykh is making sabr. So he's making sabr and I'm making shukr. So we got to understand the situation also. So we don't put any amanat upon the Shaykh, we force him to do something, Hazrat, you sit here next to me. Alright? And then to the extent, Hazrat taught us also. Some people now, when the Shaykh is eating also, they want to dish for the Shaykh. Hazrat, no, I'll dish for you. And they're loading the plate like how they eat. But you can see the Shaykh now is a 1.1
the engine, and you're the V8. Now, you want to pack him up like that, you say, I don't know how much is it. But then now, the murid also, we got flavor also. I said, whatever you can't eat, we finish it. Whatever you can't eat, we'll finish it. Okay, you barakat in that also. Alhamdulillah. If on the mashayikh also, sometimes they were so informal between themselves, subhanAllah, so much muhabbat they had among the mashayikh also, that they would even feed one another also. They would even feed one another, so much of muhabbat. Once we saw Mufti Saladji Sahab, and Ibrahim Pandor also. Ibrahim Pandor doing the same thing, feeding Mufti Saladji, you know, sort of muhabbat and love. That now is different. This is between the mashayikh now. Number 32. Whatever one's condition is, good or bad, must be related to the Shaykh because he is the physician of the heart. The Shaykh will make the necessary islah rectification after being notified. Don't depend on the kashf of the Shaykh and remain silent about your condition. So here Hazrat says also that even the good condition related to the Shaykh, at least he will get inspired. He will get inspired that somebody is listening. At least now, hey, you finish what, you can open the windows there. So even the good things, Hazrat Adnan al Wazifa from me, I'm reading it so many years, alhamdulillah. Hazrat said, we get happy. And now we feel like giving even more. Or sometimes now, so much tawazu, you got, Hazrat, hey, still the same, haven't moved yet, still got bad habits, can't get over it. Now, mashayikh feel also, now, so much effort you're making, you're still stuck over there. But you sing it out of tawazu, humility. Hazrat, you're still rotten like that. Then they feel down also, inna billahi. So long he's sitting there, he hasn't moved yet. So don't make so much of tawazu, humility now, where the Shaykh will respond over the murid. So, we give a good car, guzari also, alhamdulillah, things are going well, it's going like this, going like that, alhamdulillah, but we still, we have our faults here, we still need to make islah of this, so accordingly, he knows. The Shaykh goes, alhamdulillah, you are benefiting, and still, yes, the flows will be there, and the habits will be there, and he'll get over it with the islah of the Shaykh, and as I say, then only the islah of the Shaykh. It's 95% the perspiration of the murid, and 5% is inspiration of the Shaykh. 5% inspiration and the 5% perspiration. But nowadays we want it the other way around. Hazrat, 95% inspiration, make tawajjuh. And 5% my perspiration. So it doesn't work like that. 95% is your perspiration. You wanna have the talab and desire. 5% will be enough for you to start to take place. Doesn't happen now that this stuff happened overnight. Hazrat gave me one look now, and everything just happened like that. Alright? So, that look will happen, mashallah, when the murid is at that level also. When the king Sahib was saying, rahimahullah, when murid and shaykh have that affinity, then he says, yes, then you should look at your shaykh also because the messages in the eyes also. See this? Messages in the eyes, when this? And we saw the king Sahib, rahimahullah, when Hazrat used to sit there also, how he look at Mala in his eyes and give him a smile. Like, you know what's in my heart. You know what I want to say. So they had that muhabbat also. So this also, so we relate both. The good and the bad will be related to the Shaykh because he is the physician of the heart. The Shaykh will make necessary islah. Here what happens for most of us is murids. You see, now if I tell my Hazrat about what I'm doing now, he'll think bad about me after that. I got a good record with him, you know, alhamdulillah, now he'll think bad about me. Now see what's happening now. What's happening now, the Shaykh is saying in the bayan, bad to think bad of somebody's haram. Don't have suism, don't have badzan of anybody, don't think bad of anybody. Now you think bad of the Shaykh, that the Shaykh will think bad about me. Understand? So that I don't tell him. I said, you're haram to think bad of anybody. Now you think bad about him, that he will think bad about you. And I'm sitting same place now. And who's having a field day? Shaitan and nafs. Yeah, okay, just sit there. Don't tell him. Don't tell him anything. Just carry on like that. You'll come right. You'll come right. Nobody will come right like that. Nothing will happen. Person has to inform the Shaykh. I remember also the Mashayikh, subhanAllah, they don't want to know the details of our sins also. Allah Ta'ala made satkari, they don't take any enjoyment in it. That now he's doing this guna, that guna. As you mentioned many a times, we heard this from one of the Sa'atis, when he went to one of our Mashayikh over here also, by Madrasa. So he made Ta'adukuddin. So he told Walala, Walala, I came from a very bad past. So I should answer, hold on. I don't know about your bad past, no need to tell me. Allah Ta'ala hid your bad past, no need to tell me. Let's move ahead now. Let's move. Yes, that past now is, you know, become an impediment, an obstacle for your future Islah, then we can discuss it. But no need to tell me your whole life story, all the gunas you were doing. Allah Ta'ala hid it. So here also the Mashayikh, they don't want to hear the gunas the people have done. Now we think some reward now, tell my Shaykh all my gunas. No, no. Yes, if something now is really, I have to tell him, I got a bad habit of abusing my eyes, abusing the phone. I have to say in detail what I'm doing there, how I'm doing it, etc. If I have to what extent, concisely, according to necessity, then yes. Otherwise, remember this is to the Shaykh Kamek Islah. He will give the mashwara, Allah Ta'ala sees the desire. Allah Ta'ala sees the desire of the murid, and the desire of the murid to make Islah, to come right, is exhibited and it is shown when he makes contact with the Shaykh. So Allah Ta'ala sees the desire. Now how are you going to show, Ya Allah, I want to overcome my bad habit. How do I show it to Allah? Now myself, I'll just sit for years and just, no, I'll come right. Maybe I'll go for Umrah, Ramadan, I'll come, sit for Atikaf, I'll come right. Or I'll go for that program, I'll come right. But you know, it's not coming right. So by us going forward, so Allah Ta'ala made the system by going forward and relating my condition to my Shaykh, shows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the level of my desire to change. And who will come to your rescue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala will come? Hazrat says, because you are keeping that contact, Allah ta'ala sees his desire and talab. And together when the contact is kept there, as Hakim Sahib rahimullah would say, that first thing the murid becomes fana fi Shaykh. Fana ana he later, I love my Shaykh for the sake of Allah. I love my Shaykh for the sake of Allah. So there's a balance in it also. You see, the time comes now, because so much muhabbat the murid has for the sake of Allah, he loves a certain person for the sake of Allah, and he's there for all the programs. Shaykh goes there, he's there. When he goes there, he's there also. The time will come when the Shaykh sees him everywhere. Then only the murid is fana, and he's in love with the Shaykh. The time will come, as Hakim Sahib will say, that the Shaykh becomes fana from murid. See Allah, look at him. Here too he's coming. Then if we can't make it, he's still messaging Hazrat, I can't make it, please make dua for me, I'd like to come. So the Shaykh becomes fanaf in murid. He becomes mad over the murid, in which sense, Ya Allah, give him what he's come for. That's tawajjuh. What is tawajjuh? That the Hazrat, now the Shaykh makes tawajjuh and focuses Allah Ta'ala's rahmat on the murid. The Shaykh can't give you anything. It's all by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's hukam. He says, Ya Allah, give him what he wants now. Ya Allah, make Islah of his heart. That is tawajjuh. When he shows so much of talab and desire, Ya Allah, I want more. Allah Ta'ala comes to the rescue, Allah Ta'ala removes him from his bad habits. The Shaykh will make necessary Islah rectification after being notified. Do not depend on the kashf of the Shaykh. Now many people feel that this Hazrat will go in his khanka, in his wisdom, in his majlis, and he'll just do x-ray of you one time. Give you one look now, he knows the thinking in your heart. So I don't want to sit in front now because you size me up. So I'll just sit behind the pillar. I'll sit behind the pillar. As if now his kashf can't see behind the pillar. So, Mashayikh, they don't want to see the gunas of the people. They want to see only the good. Mashayikh, all are beautiful, alhamdulillah. All are roses. The rose garden, all are good, alhamdulillah. So many people feel now, and especially a person involving guna and sin, they won't come front and sit at the back. So we don't use that as a usul now. Whoever's in the back is a gunegar. No. He came late. And usually the person will say, yeah, I don't want to go too close. I shake hands with him now, he will feel all the heat of my gunas and sins. So sometimes somebody asks me, are you better? No, I just saw from far. I don't want to go too close. So gunas stop a person also from making contact and going close until the person becomes so tired of himself. Finally, he makes the contact now. The last resort now he comes. And now we do all damage control now. Why he didn't come in the beginning? But then to the Mashayikh, they have big hearts. They'll help whatever they want to do. Whatever they can do, they will try to assist. So do not depend on the kashf from the Shaykh. That now Allah will open the unseen condition of the murid with the sheikh, that he's in this condition right now. Even Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would go relate to Nabi alayhi salam their own condition. They didn't leave it to Wahi to come down. They would go and relate it to Nabi alayhi salam. Whether it was Khola radiallahu anha, when she came to Nabi alayhi salam, what condition she was going through. Her husband told her, he made zihar with her. Anti alayya ka zahri ummi. Certain words he told her, you are to me like the back of my mother. So she went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't wait for Wahi to come. She gave a whole incident. Qasami Allah qawla alladhi. The whole Wahi came down the after. That young sahabi radiyan kill Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi of Allah gave permission to make zina. He should just sat there. Nabi of Allah urid was in my heart. Too much of passion and lust I have. But he came and he made. He opened up what his demand was. The Hanzala radiyallahu anhu, same thing. Ya Rasulullah nafaqa Hanzala. I became munafiq. I feel like a munafiq right now. There wasn't left to kashf. The Nabi of Allah and I will just see the condition. They came and they related the conditions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from there, alhamdulillah, then Wahi came down. Nabi of Allah gave them some prescription. He made dua for the young boy. Allahumma hassin farja wa tahir qalba. So he made dua for the Allah, purify his heart, keep him chaste, keep him clean, keep him pure. So we relayed our conditions to our Shaykh. And also the Tabi rahimahullah, in the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, in his Bayan al-Quran, and the Masail al-Suruk, they also he mentioned about how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam related his condition to his father. They told him, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ الْكَوْكَبَ. Oh my father, I saw these 11 stars, the moon, the sun. لَا تَقْسُسُ رُيَاكَ. The dream between you and me, don't tell anybody about it. So I'll give you the interpretation. So he says, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam took his father as his sheikh. So even he mentioned, he didn't leave it to Yaqub alayhi salam that he'll know what I saw in my dream. Sometimes it does happen like that. But he didn't leave it to him. He went and told his father, this is what I saw in my dream. What do you think about it? So we related it to our mashayikh. Now sometimes you might feel ashamed. Oh, how to open up this thing? So difficult, so difficult. Then slowly, slowly, small doses. Hazrat, I'm not in a good space right now. Request du'as. Request du'as. So slowly like that. I'm not feeling too well right now, some things are bothering me. Request your du'as. So the Shaykh knows something is upright. So what he'll do, the least, Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned, the barakat of being bi'at to the Shaykh, the barakat of being bi'at to a Shaykh, the minimum barakat, the least barakat is that when the Shaykh lifts his hands to make du'a, you will be included in his du'a also. Because they make du'a for the talaba, for the musallis, for the muta'alliqeen also, the murids. Whether he's making dua at the Hajjud time, whether Ishraq time, whether it's Baytullah, whether Roda Mubarak, Ya Allah, my Musalli, my Talaba, my Shagir, my Ta'alliqeen. So at least I'm including the dua also. This is what I mean. Barakat bayat I took. So, bed ho gaya, fir bed gaya. He took a bayat and he sat down. That's still too. There is some barakat of it. He still gets, don't leave it, we have to. So we can't now. And here also very importantly, very, very important, as Kim Sabu say, rahmatullah alayhi, that there has to be compatibility with the Shaykh. Has to be compatibility. He will say that the blood type must agree. The blood type must agree that the most important part of Islam is communication. His communication is the biggest part. The person communicates his condition to the Shaykh. Without communicating, a person cannot progress. He'll still remain the same for years. He'll learn, his knowledge will increase, he'll take benefit from the majalis, but Islam won't get made because he's not talking. So, same like a person, he'll go to the doctor's surgery, he'll sit there, right, and he'll hear the doctor what he's doing the whole day, so he might become one nurse there, also one doctor himself. Neem Hakim, Fatar Ajan. Unqualified Hakim might kill the people also. But he'll learn now, okay, doctor gave penicillin injection there, he had that person, right, but he won't be a qualified doctor. And his illness won't get cured by sitting in the whole day. He'll have to tell the doctor, I also got the same thing, I also need the injection. In the same way, the murid will sit in the majlis, he'll learn all the bayans of the sheikh, but his own star won't get made. He'll still be stuck where he is. So the most important thing is communication. Hazrat says also, if you can't communicate, then your star will not be made. So very, very importantly, before we take a sheikh, that compatibility has to be there. Hazrat says also, doesn't have to be a very, very renowned and international sheikh, very famous sheikh. Say many, many a youngster takes a sheikh because it's very famous. Or that sheikh is ilmi. So I like him for his ilm, but my style is very male. I like him because he got nice nuktas and points, and his ilm is very vast. So you take benefit of ilm. Isla is something else. So a person now, as a very senior sheikh, but I can't communicate, I get overwhelmed. When I go sit with him, I can't even talk also. He says, then you'll benefit, but Isla won't be made. Isla, you will have somebody that you can talk to. You feel comfortable, I can pick up the phone, I can make a call, send a voice note, send a message, or meet the sheikh, and I can communicate the condition of my heart. Otherwise the person will not progress. He has to communicate for him to progress. So is that necessary, as Hazrat says, to have a very senior sheikh who you feel comfortable with? Maybe somebody junior also, alhamdulillah, but he got ijazat. He got ijazat from a sheikh also to initiate other muridin. So he's under the nigrani and the care, the watchful eye of his sheikh also. Sakim Sahib will say, لا تتخذوه بابا بل لا بابا له. Don't make that person your father, doesn't have a father. How will you make him your father? Where he came from? They say, don't make the sheikh your sheikh, who doesn't have a sheikh. But who's your sheikh? Now you're making him your sheikh, but he doesn't have a sheikh himself. Who's going to become his sheikh? Shaitan is waiting, nafs is waiting. So there has to be a silsila there. To the extent our Hazrat also at this age over 80, still has a sheikh above him. Still has a sheikh above him who still communicates, stay under the du'as and sheikh when the Qumru Zaman Sahib Yazid Amaratatuhu ala tulajma'afi siyahat al Salamat. But he's still there, one above, still very senior among all the mashayikh. So we have to communicate with the mashayikh for our islah to get made. As I mentioned now, this takes some time. So we don't haste. Sometimes the attraction is there but I can't open up. So give it some time. Sometimes it takes 5 years, sometimes 10 years to build that rapport, the communication. Then slowly it opens up. But if I'm stuck now, and now I really can't talk, and I'm stuck in my habits now, and I don't think I can talk to this Hazrat anymore, then as we mentioned many a time, we'll say the doors are open, go and find somebody who you can talk to. Think about now, I'm better to the sheikh, I'm stuck here now. I made a mistake. All the satisins were also rushed in. I realize, I don't have any affinity, I don't have the ta'alluq, that munasabat, you call it munasabat, is not there. So Hazrat says, nobody's stuck in the soul. In this field of the soul, this yeah, you're not stuck, you're not like now in Nabi. If this spiritual doctor is not a benefit to you, then find somebody who I can take benefit from. They don't even tell the Shaykh or some way somewhere else. Quietly you go, find somebody, alhamdulillah, I'm taking benefit. Then later on, Hazrat, alhamdulillah, I'm going somewhere, I'm taking benefit, mashallah, very good. Because every Shaykh wants every person to be linked to Allah. If you're linking there, alhamdulillah, carry on moving, and become the friend of Allah. It's not about now scoring points, having more murids. Not like that. It's about the first people must benefit. People must benefit and they must reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one time Hazrat told us also on Sunday Majlis. He said, what you are coming here for every month, get it quickly, the love of Allah, and go spread it in the world. Even if it's without me also. But get it quickly. Not just coming here, sitting, going back home, what are you doing for Majlis? Get the muhabbat of Allah and go spread it in the world. So do not depend on the kashf of the sheikh and remain silent about your condition. As I mentioned now, slowly you can break the ice. Hazrat, nothing is too good today. Nafs is troubling me. So one more message like that. Then, as the sheikh begins to communicate with you, why are you feeling down? What's the problem? What's eating you? Right? What's your inclinations? Then when he's talking to me so nicely, I feel more comfortable actually. Just send me a voice clip, or he replied to me, I can talk to him. Then I send another message, and then we continue opening up. Now you can't wait now for the Hazrat to start talking to me. Then I start talking. We're going to start it. And then see how he communicates with me, gives me time. And then to Hazrat says also. Sometimes the Shaykh might not respond, but he made dua for you. He might not respond, but he saw the message, double tick, the thing is highlighted. Hey, why didn't respond to me? He responded. But you might not hear the response. Well, he spoke to Allah about you. Ya Allah, sort him out, please. I don't know what to tell him right now. Oh, I don't have a reply for him, but Ya Allah, you sort it out. The Hazrat says, the Shaykh is not mukallaf also and obligated to reply to you. Because he's not the one going to make your Islah. He's going to refer your matter to Allah. Ya Allah, you sort it out. So he might not reply, he might just say, wa alaykum as-salam, and leave it there. The Hazrat didn't reply. He replied, you didn't hear it. He spoke about you already, Allah sort it out. solidarity for him and take care of it. And you see, how this happened, I don't understand. He didn't send me a reply, but things got sorted out. Why? Who came to the rescue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has mentioned to us that Dr. Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi of Karachi, who was the Khalifa of the Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, and who was the Sheikh of Muftaqi Sahab, Mufti Rafi Sahab, Umar Rakatum. So, he mentioned, he was in Karachi, the Thani was in India at the time, partition took place. So he was in Pakistan, the Thani was in Taliban. Now India was under British rule at that time. Pakistan was separated. So Dr. Arifi was here. He says some halat used to come upon me, some conditions. So they told me to write. So they write, by the time the letter now put in the post box, the old post box before, put in the post box. Alright, and then from there, whether it must go via Britain, then back to India, then to Thana Bhavan, then to receive a reply. Take some time. Take some time. Even now in the recent past, like in 2000, when we were in Jamaat, that time we used to send telegram, huh? What's it called? Telegram. Yeah. Telegram. So you write the whole thing down and then you seal it up and you send it. Alright, so that is about a week. Probably in 2000. From Nizamuddin, from Raivin, send it home, and then they send a reply. That is by stamps and all also. So there was 13 before. You can imagine if that was about 2000, 1 week. You can imagine before that. Dr. Arif is saying that I should send the letter to the Thani Rahmatullah Arif, Bismillah, Ya Allah. I wrote my condition now and I send it to my Sheikh. He will send it. By the time the reply would come, it should take some time. So when the reply used to come, and he used to open the reply, exactly what the Thani Mashwara had given him, he already had done the same thing. He already had done the same thing. Then he realized and he says that I already sent my application, my letter, to the Thani, but before he could reach him, he reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already. Only reached Allah. Ya Allah is my talab. I wrote it down. I put it in the post box. Ya Allah, only you can sort it out. Hazrat Thani was a zahiri sabab, external means to assist me, but Allah already inspired me, do it like this, or go this way, or don't do it like that. So already I used to do it, then the reply used to come, and exactly what Hazrat Thani said I will do, I did it already. You see, this is our responsibility as the murid, as irada, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he writes down, he sends a message to, does it say to whether we reply or don't reply, is it material? Is it material? You write what you have to write. Right? And the Shaykh won't have a reply every time also. Won't have a reply every time. Sometimes it's a very complex problem. Now what reply to give you? Now the Shaykh also is hairan. He is to now puzzle, what do I tell this murid? So what is he going to do? He's going to make dua for himself first. Ya Allah, I don't know what to say over here. Ya Allah, you sort it out. And how he gets sorted out. Then Hazrat says also, that if plan A doesn't work, then give you plan B. Then he give you plan C also. But one of the plans will work. Allah will make one of the plans work out. It won't be that nothing will work out. If nothing is going to work out, then what's the reason of being kunu ma'a sadiqin? We were the pious people. Allah says, you will get sorted out. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu. So we have iman and taqwa where you get kunu ma'a sadiqin. Allah says, you get iman there, and you get taqwa there. So stay with them. So kunu ma'a sadiqin, al-ma'rusi says, rahmatullah alayhi, khalituhum, that miljol, continue visiting them in and out, yatakunu mithlahum, so that you become like them. So this Hazrat says, now don't depend on the kashf from the Shaykh and remain silent about your condition. We just do one more. Number 33, do not sit in the presence of the Shaykh and be occupied with wazaif. This is highly disrespectful. And now you sit in the majlis of the Shaykh with tasbih in your hand. Hazrat is speaking and making swan. Why who is making swan? Now he's summoning everybody. Oh, you got the tick tick sound, cut for the counter. And he's in his own dwala of wazaif. Alright, so that's the time. Now it's time to give full attention to what the Shaykh is saying. So too in the class also. Boy sitting in class now. Right. They also, you can't study the wazayif. Hazrat gave me now wazayif, so reading in class. Now it's class time. So when it comes to this also, why sometimes it shows some level of piety. I'm holding tasbih in my hand, Lord Mashaykh. So there's time for that also. When it comes to majlis, you give full attention to what is being said right now, and all wazayif, all reading, stops completely. Even for the ladies, when they go for talim, we find they go to the tasbih counter. So talib is being read right now and they're reading tasbihat. So we must stop right now. This is the halqa of ta'aleem. And what mashayikh say, the halqa of ta'aleem, when we are reading, then we say, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now you're quoting his words. So muhadithin say, understand when you're sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem, is like you're sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That level of respect you give it right now. Because his words are being quoted as if he's saying it. The words are alive right now. So if Nabi alayhi wa sallam is talking to you, you can't do wazifahs now. So give tasbih away. This time for tasbih, this time to listen. So not sit in the presence of the shaykh and be occupied with wazaif. If it is necessary to read something, do so by sitting out of his sight. Then if to read something right now, as I told you, you've got to read from this time to that time, you've got to read it. Then you go sit somewhere now where you don't disturb the majlis, you don't attack, or you don't disturb the shaykh also and the majlis. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to bring the adab and etiquette into our life and give us the full benefit, inshallah.